There's a gentleman way...
I'm not a China scholar or immersed in the field of China studies. I'm not sure if this works. But I've heard that there's a controversy out there among some academics who are China experts who believe that Minerva funding and DOD funding in this area is viewed with alarm by the Chinese, no surprise, and they're going to clamp down on any information for all scholars in the field. How does the panelists feel about this? Is that a relevant concern? Is it not relevant? If you could comment.
Well, if I could respond to that, of course, I first of all, I don't think that China responds quite as regularly or as rapidly to things that happen in the United States as we often imagine. Most of what happens in China is driven by internal factors. And when you're in Beijing, Washington is very, very far away indeed. So I think something like the Minerva Project is going to be number 950 or something on the list of things to do. It would be very, very hard to clamp down on the kinds of sources that we use, because if we simply go over, as I hope, and buy books in bookshops that are not classified books, although if we can get hold of the Nabu books, that's all the better, and read them, we'll discover that, as is often the case, the truth is concealed in plain sight. And the reason that we're not getting what there is to be gotten out of books that are already sitting on library shelves across this country is simply a lack of the human resources to go through them. That's why I stress the resource gathering component of this project as well as the analytical component.
I would agree with Arthur, and I disagree with that thought. I mean, the first time I decided to write a paper on the Chinese military was in 1971 for George Taylor at the University of Washington, and there were exactly two books in English on the subject, one by Giddings and one by Elie Joffe. Today, there's been a huge explosion, which I think goes directly counter against that argument.